Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And Ashley, we are here in 2024. Yesterday was the start of the year, New Year's Day, and today's school out again at Mason County, but we turned the calendar to 2024. Yesterday, I did a lot of laying around, watching some football, and kind of recovering from Christmas and New Year's and trying to recoup and get ready for the rest of the week.
It is. It's always a busy time, but, you know, enjoy spending the time with the family. And like you said, we try to relax through the whole two-week break that we get. We stay busy with boys and girls basketball, traveling to different counties playing and stuff. But Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. We know that. We talk about me putting a tree up in September. We get excited and just really enjoy the family time. And like you said, here we are, 2024.
I know, I'm sure students are excited to get back. Teachers, everybody gets a little rest, but you get a little antsy wanting to get back, see the students, see how everybody's Christmas was, and, you know, get excited because, you know, we're here now into January, and blink your eyes, 2023-2024 school year is going to be over.
It is. Halfway through, graduation just a few months away. You're right. Everybody's always ready for that break. It's like that time of the year, especially if you've not gotten any weather days in between or anything like that. Everybody's ready for the holiday break, but so excited to return back to each other. And like you said, just kind of talk about their break and catch back up with their friends. Our students are out today, but everybody returns to us tomorrow. So we're excited to see everybody back from the winter break.
So we're here at Mesa County High School. We actually pre-recorded this interview. We talked to some FBLA students. They went to a national conference there in Dallas, middle of November. I know your daughter went. I think 12 students participated, Bryson Bennett. So an exciting opportunity for these students, again, to get out of their shell, experience new things. And I don't know, it seems like today, you know, you and I graduated from Mesa County, but students can do a lot of traveling now in the high school with their organization and get to experience so many things that as adults we just dream of.
You're right. Like you said, Kylie, she did get to go on this trip. She's a freshman this year. She was so back and forth about joining a club and being in a club, and they talked her into being an FBLA, and then about a month into school they needed a couple freshman officers, and you kind of had an application you had to fill out, an interview process, and she was back and forth and back and forth, but she decided to go with it. And this Dallas trip just kind of came out of the blue. We didn't really know until about 3 weeks prior to the trip that they were going to be able to take the trip and go to the national conference. So like you said, I mean, I've never been to Texas, so that's an experience. And they kind of gave us the itinerary for like the next 4 years. And I mean, you know, if she continues in FBLA with these other students and stuff, they go to California twice. They're in Florida. They're all over the place with a lot of different trips. So like you said, a lot of opportunities, and they're learning a lot of things at these conferences as well.
We're going to hear from the students, actually. And you mentioned they do a lot of conferences and learning and networking and fellowshipping, and, you know, so they do have a little fun, but these students, you're going to hear from them. It was a pretty packed day of learning and, you know, networking. So exciting for them to get to experience different things. And also, they alluded to it, going to Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I know we're sports fans. You know, you see it on TV and a rodeo and, you know, stuff that as adults, I've never experienced. You've never experienced some of these things, and exciting they get the opportunities here at MCHS.
It is. It's great times, and, you know, we'll hear them. One of them will tell us about their time of leaving and stuff, and it was, these kids, I know, were exhausted on day one. They were well up for 24 hours without any sleep, including the chaperones. Well, the early morning that they pulled out, they met at 2:45 a.m. because their flight was at 6, so they met that early, and then they had a layover in Atlanta, and then they were in Texas by 9:30 their time. So they spent that whole entire day, which their rodeo wasn't even till 8 o'clock that night, so it didn't wrap up till about 11. You know, it was midnight for them back to the hotel, and then they had to be at their conference by 7:15 a.m. the next morning. So they were well on, you know, staying awake. They had a great time being able to tour the stadium and see their pictures from there. I mean, it wasn't crowded at all. They really pretty much had the stadium to themselves, being able to experience the rodeo. I think they all had a great time there, and then lots of good feedback from the conference as well. We have with us Bailey Gilvin, a senior.
Bailey, talk to us about, you guys just got back from a conference. Explain the conference for us and then what days you guys were gone.
So it was through November 16th through the 19th, I think. Our flight was at like 6 a.m. that morning. So we all got there pretty early, about 4:30 in Cincinnati. And we went to Dallas for a National Fall Leadership Conference, which we just say NFLC. And it was all of our officers and committee members were allowed to go. Of course, a few people said that they couldn't go, which is fine. But we had about 12 students all together, an advisor and a chaperone with us.
Now, what was the purpose of the conference? Talk about some of the sessions you guys went through or some of the things that you learned.
So I guess the purpose to be getting experience for leadership in your actual officer position. As a reporter, we talked a little bit about what a good reporter does in like social media. And I met with the state reporter, Ezra Foote, actually, and we talked a bit about some stuff. And we had a few workshops about leadership styles and then your actual position and how to be better as a leader. And you could sign up for a few. I think I signed up for one that was about public speaking. But then on the second day, we had a business world one, and we basically made our own business with a bunch of people from other schools. Now, Kentucky had the most attendees at the conference, actually. So at the time, we were with people from Kentucky, but they were about an hour away from Mason County. So it was really cool to network with people. And we made our own business and competed against about 20 other teams. And it was really cool because I was one of the groups that won that.
So explain the business you guys created and then what that was like.
So first off, we had to make a CEO, marketing people, finance people, and then production people. And when I came in at first, I was a little bit late, but I wanted to make conversation just because it seemed really awkward. And if we were going to be spending time with each other for about 2 hours, I didn't want it to be awkward. So I was asking everybody, what school are you from? What grade? Like, what are some things you've done in Dallas? And after that, I asked if anybody wanted to be CEO. And they were like, well, you can do it because you're a senior. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. So once we got all of our positions set up and stuff, I asked everybody, what is something we all hate doing? And about all of us were about driving age. And somebody said cleaning. And they were like, oh, I hate cleaning my car. All in unison, everybody was like, oh my God, that's the worst thing imaginable. Because you just have to take out like a vacuum and then you have to go whatever you want to do when you clean your car. But we decided on a mini like vacuum, like a Roomba that was just small enough to go into your car and it could also like clean your seats as well. And we did a demonstration for ours as well. We made like, it was a bunch of pieces of paper, like yarn, put on the floor, and then we took a piece of duct tape and ran over and said that was the actual quote unquote vacuum.
Now, how many people were in your group? And then what was the timetable like? Did you have 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? And then did you have to present to the judges? Just walk us through how all that worked.
So we had about 7 people each table. I think there was maximum 8. You weren't with people from your school, probably your state. But then after that, we had a little bit of an intro for about 15 minutes. They talked about what was expected. Then we had about an hour and a half to actually make our thing, decide on teams. When I say teams, I mean like who's going to do what, who's CEO, that stuff. And then we have to actually make the thing. So my idea was to just split off the work. Now, a few of the things like finance, it was pretty short. So after they were done, I kind of told them, all right, go help either the marketing or the production to make the thing. And then we got about 15 minutes to do our actual presentation. And the judges were just walking around from table to table, like on the outsides first. And we all had one judge. So it was 4 judges. So 4 groups won. And then after that, they went out in the hallway and they're like, okay, well, here's who won.
Now, did you win a prize or anything, or just bragging rights during the day?
Well, I got bragging rights. I felt especially proud of myself because I beat somebody that was in my judging round and everybody thought he was going to be the one to win it, but I was. No, we didn't get an actual prize or anything.
Now, how beneficial was the conference looking back on it, you know, maybe the start of the year and signing up for this trip, and how beneficial is it for you moving forward as a senior? Some of the skills you learned maybe just in the next phase of your life.
I didn't think I was actually going to go on the trip myself until my parents were like, you know what, if you want to go, we'll make it happen. I ended up paying a bit for it too. So I'm thankful that I went though. Everybody's experiences were different. I've heard from some people that they didn't like it. I've heard from some people that was the best thing. On my end, I think it was something that benefited me a lot because I got to learn more about myself and I got to meet with a bunch of people who thought the same as me with like my personality type, I guess. And then after that, it was really cool to listen to a bunch of the speakers talk to me about like public speaking. And at that business world thing, the organizers of the thing were from Wisconsin Business Leader, Business World, whatever. And they actually pulled me out and they were like, hey, your pitch was amazing. And then after that, they're like, do you have Instagram? And I gave it to them. And they're like, just keep me updated when you go to college. If you come to Wisconsin or anything, like if you come to Wisconsin, I'm going to give you a personal tour yourself.
Now, what did you guys do for fun? I'm sure you had some fun activities, a little downtime. What stood out about stuff outside of learning?
I think first we went to the AT&T Stadium. As somebody who's in sports, I loved it. It was so cool. We got to tour just around the facilities, went to the locker rooms, and then for about 2 hours, actually, maybe an hour and a half. We got to go on the field, and I didn't really do anything like throwing a football or anything. I was just taking videos to post later, and it was really cool to see everybody having fun. After that, we went to an actual rodeo. It was strictly PBR, so just bull riding. That was really cool. A bunch of people weren't really like into it at first, but once they were like, oh my gosh, I've been to one before in like South Dakota, but this one was just like, you get the real Texan experience, I guess. And then we went to a bunch of various restaurants. Like, I think one was called like a rodeo goat. One was like Ferris wheel or something, like an actual Ferris wheel in the back. I don't know if it could have ran or not, and I hope it didn't.
What was your favorite part looking back on it now? Favorite memory or something that you're going to look back on, you know, when you graduate this spring that you'll remember?
Probably just being with everybody. I think all of the people who went had a bunch of chemistry together. Like, we all got along. Nothing was out of the blue. Like, no arguments happened or anything. It was really fun to be around those people. But probably my funnest part was walking around. Like, we all had to carry our suitcases ourselves for about 30 minutes. And it was just funny. Everybody was, like, complaining about it. And it was just really fun.
We have with us Greenlee Parker, a junior.
Greenlee, talk to us about your experience in this kind of FBLA trip.
So this was my first NFLC. It was actually an amazing experience just to go out and do all these workshops with other states, you know. I love to network. I'm like my freshman year, I was definitely not a person that would go out and just randomly talk to someone. But now with FBLA, I've just completely come out of my shell. And these shops definitely help a lot. I have people from Kansas, Wisconsin in my group. And it's just amazing to hear their experience and how they run their chapters. Just to see what they do.
Now, you serve as the president of the FBLA chapter here at the high school. Talk about that role and voting process and being selected, and how excited were you to be named president?
So actually last year I was not an officer. I was a regular member. In my freshman year I was just a junior officer. I worked really hard last year to come up and do more as a normal member would do, because I really wanted that position back. I loved it. I loved being able to do things people couldn't. I loved the trips. I loved the networking. So last year I worked really hard, and this year I did an interview with 7 people in that group in the conference room, and they thought I was the best candidate. This year I'm the president. The work it's really not bad, but you know, you have to delegate through your officers. You know, I have a vice president and he helps out a lot, and so does the officer group. They're really great. Nothing's ever all on me. I really can just, they know what to do.
Talk about some of the breakout sessions or classes that stood out that you really enjoyed that you think will help benefit you down the road.
So I went to one workshop Saturday morning before we left, and it was how to run your chapter better. It really helped with communication throughout our chapter, because, you know, a lot of kids, we send out emails, but they're not going to look at their emails, so we're always trying to find the best ways to communicate with them. It showed us how we can send out stuff. Like, communication was a big one, actually. And then how I can be more organized and how our officers can be more organized, because it's always a big thing with high schoolers, and, you know, they have their personal lives, but then we have also school life. So it helped seeing how big all these other chapters were. Like, there was a chapter with 300 plus members, and how they ran it from Florida was amazing.
Talk about networking with maybe other individuals or teachers or instructors or business leaders. I mean, you know, walk us through that, because I know it can be intimidating meeting new people and asking questions and working with people you never met before.
It's pretty intimidating, to be honest. They give you a table number and they tell you to sit at that table. You get to that table and you're just wondering, who is going to come and sit at our table? Like, you have no clue. But by the end of it, you're all talking, everyone's, you know, just laughing, doing jokes. I find it really amazing. When I said as a freshman, I definitely would have not been able to do this, but now as a junior, I've definitely just been able to, I can go up to anyone at this point and just start talking, hopefully having a conversation with them, because we all have something in mind and in common.
Walk us through the itinerary. Like, you know, when you guys got up in the morning, kind of what was the timetable? Was it pretty structured or pretty fluid?
Yeah, we had an itinerary and we mostly stuck to it, actually. Like, sometimes it's something doesn't go as planned, but we stuck to our plan. And you know, we had to be at the airport at 6 a.m so we were all there at 4:30 trying to get all of our bags in. Actually, our plane was completely full each time, so we had to check our bags when we got there. We were up for basically 24 hours on Thursday to Friday, because, you know, we gained an hour and we were up late for the rodeo.
Now, you guys, I understand, had to walk a little ways to your hotel, is that correct? And walk us through that.
Yeah, so there's been a few of us that have been out of state for a conference before, and we understand the difficulties of, like, getting public transportation or not having it. So when we finally had it, some were like, yeah, we'll wait for this bus for 15 to 20 minutes. And then some were like, well, it's only a 30-minute walk to our hotel. Why don't we just do it? And, of course, we still had all of our suitcases and book bags with us. So eventually we walked to the hotel, and the ones who said they wanted to walk were complaining, and the ones who said, we told you so. And we finally just kind of ran out of sidewalk at one point. So, you know, dragging our suitcase to the grass, and then we probably jadewalk a couple times, more than I can count, actually.
Or some of the parts you enjoyed outside of the conferences, some fun things you guys did as classmates and kind of a community at Mesa County.
So I think this trip was very team bonding, just for everyone. You know, you're together for 3 days, so you can see what everyone's doing, how we're going to act. So we went to a rodeo, and it was a great experience. None of them were expecting it. I just looked down the line, and everyone's mouths were wide open when the bull came out, and no one thought they were going to like it, but they ended up eventually liking it a lot. And then we went to the ATT Stadium. The kids were loving it. Most of all the kids that went all played sports, so they thought this is probably one of the best things to do.
How beneficial is it having this FBLA chapter here at the high school? I know Mr. Bennett's been here a couple of years now, but how beneficial is it for you guys in developing yourselves and your personalities and just all the skills you learn?
So I was in Mr. Bennett's financial class my freshman year, and I didn't really know what was going on, like what this FBLA was. I was at a new county too, a new school. So I joined it, and I thought it was amazing. It helped so much, and especially with his business programs, they help a lot. Because I went to some of these workshops, and it's exactly what he's teaching in class. It's what we're learning with. They'll help with our competitive events throughout in March with our region, and it's just probably one of the great benefits here at Mesa County.
We have with us Luke Butler, a freshman.
Luke, talk to us about your experience. Some of the classes, seminars, what did you enjoy the most?
I enjoyed a lot of it. I enjoyed going to Dallas, especially going to the Cowboys Stadium. I really love going to the locker rooms. I like to see Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, Trevon Diggs.
Was it as big as you anticipated? I know you're a sports fan. You see it on TV, you know, Cowboys Stadium. Does it do it justice seeing it on TV and then seeing it up close?
Yeah, it's totally different. It's really different, especially because it's got that big old jumbotron. Really, really big, especially if you look up from a high distance and look down. It gives you that anxiety and everything.
Now, I understand it was the first time you've flown. Walk us through that process of getting on the flight and first time flying. How was that?
I was really, really nervous. I thought I was going to get like lightheaded and start throwing up, but no, it was really smooth, and I thought wrong, and I really liked it. I'd most definitely fly again.
Now, what were some of the things you enjoyed about like the conferences or the seminars, or what did you learn, or what stands out about some of the different things you went to there in Dallas that you enjoyed?
Meeting new people. Those really, really cool people. I like listening to the speakers talk about business and all that. I like the workshops. Meeting new friends was probably like the main thing, because like I'm not really a social life skill person, and that to me, I came out of my shell.
Talk about, you know, meeting new people. I guess you start conversations with kids, try to find mutual interests. I know you're big into sports. Just try to figure out something and then just keep the ball rolling talking to them.
There was a lot of people that did play sports, mainly basketball and baseball and football. And I was like, oh, really? That's cool. And I just kind of talked to them about what they do, what they play, what position, and what team and where they're from.
What did you enjoy most, looking back at it now? What did you take away as something you're going to remember, you're going to look back on and enjoy from your freshman year being part of this conference?
Well, this is my first time year being in FBLA, and it's probably been the best thing that's probably happened to me in a while. I'd say hanging out with everybody, going to different things in Dallas, like going to the rodeo. Rodeo was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Going to eat at different places that I've never heard of.
Talk about joining FBLA. You're a freshman. I know as a freshman, you've got a lot of opportunities here at the high school. Why did you choose FBLA? And, you know, what have you learned through this organization?
I got to work harder. If I get in the real world, I just want to be a businessman.
How's this class helped you? What are some things you've learned through Mr. Bennett's organization or classes? Or have you improved maybe from your eighth grade a year ago? Have you improved yourself and continue to grow?
Social life, talking, presenting, and I am a reporter, backup for Bailey. I'm getting better at it.
What are some of your responsibilities as a reporter? What do you do with this organization? Or what are some of the things that you do in your role as a reporter?
Trying to get in the best pictures, taking videos of what you're doing and doing new experiences.
Now, what's it like taking pictures and videos? Because I know sometimes you can take some blurry photos or get, you know, different angles. I mean, it's kind of challenging. Walk us through doing those things.
First time I did it, they told me it was terrible. It sucked. But the second time I did it, Bailey told me that I did better. I felt really proud of myself.
You're the youngest student we've talked to today. What do you enjoy most about Mesa County High School? Your first year here at the high school, you know, what do you enjoy most about being a student here at MCHS?
Most definitely being in a club that I really enjoy and being around new people that I've never met and being around the people that I have met and meeting new teachers.
We'll wrap up Mesa County News AM Fuse this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at Mesa County High School talking to the FBLA students, three students who went to Dallas there in the middle of November for a national conference. Ashley, neat to hear their perspectives, their takes. Luke Butler, first time he's ever flown. Dallas Cowboys Stadium, going to a rodeo, networking, doing different conferences, and you know, all these kids kind of talking about getting out of their shell a little bit and public speaking and social engagement, and really neat to see that students have all these opportunities at their fingertips.
Yes, I think there was just 12 students. I think 7 or 8 of them was the first time that they had ever been on an airplane. So a neat experience, and then learning all the networking and stuff from the conference. Great overall, and glad we're able to have these opportunities for the students here at Mason County.
School is out today. Ashley, school will return tomorrow, and then you know things I know will start really ramping up here in the district here in the next 4 months.
That's right. We are out today. Our students come back to us tomorrow from the winter break, so we're excited to see everybody back. We do have Royal Market tomorrow as well at Mason County High School, so if you're in need of a free food box, please call us at 564-5683. We'll be passing those out from 10 to 12 tomorrow. And then our next day off will be on Monday, January 15th for Martin Luther King Day, so we'll have no school on Monday, January 15th.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.